You're listening to the Hotard Huddle Podcast. Join the conversation on sports, movies, television, music, and more.
The Hotard Huddle Podcast is not responsible for any major side effects of nostalgia, fanboying, or foul language.
Bringing in Mike, Vito, Danny back for another episode of the Hotard Huddle Podcast. We're talking Disney on episode 61. And we're going back to the draft format here. So the way this is going to work, plain and simple, five rounds, three picks each. And we're talking Disney franchises. So we'll be doing a snake style draft where we're just going to run through it, picking all more or less original Disney franchises. We were talking about this beforehand. And we'll just kind of discuss some of the franchises that will not make the cut because they were purchased after the facts. And what I mean by that is two of the biggest franchises that have been purchased by Disney in the last 15 years or so, Marvel, Star Wars. I mean, those are the two biggest ones that I think come to mind. And so we're kind of sticking with a format of taking it just from an original standpoint, because now at this point, Disney, since the 90s, has started purchasing up a lot of space, which, I mean, you could pretty much call on a number of TV shows that fall under the ownership of Disney, or movies, whatever the case may be. So we're going to keep with most of the Disney original works, if you will. You know, I was talking about this right before we started recording. You know, you even take something like Boy Meets World, popular show of the 90s, and even all the shows on the TGIF lineup. Disney purchased ABC in 96. So you have a lot of shows that fall under technically the Disney umbrella because of those purchases. So we're going to more or less stay away from, you know, those major purchases that were already well established prior to Disney kind of getting their hands on them. So that being said, it was kind of funny when we were talking about this, a little pre-chatter of what's the number one pick. And, you know, y'all kind of looked at me funny when I said I wouldn't pick Marvel because it seems like the obvious choice. But we'll find out what the number one pick is in a minute. But overall, you know, some of the biggest Disney franchises, what I'm looking for my personal selections is going to be, number one, the impact they've had on me in terms of, you know, watchability, how much I've watched them, how much I love them, but also something that I'm kind of thinking in the back of my head as I was coming up with my list, what impact do they have on me inside of the Disney parks? So that was something I thought heavily about before kind of making the big board that I have in place. But all in all, I mean, what's kind of the strategy for you two knuckleheads?
My plan is to absolutely shit all over your picks.
And I will piggyback. My plan was just to pick the most random things ever to make you wonder why you asked me to be on this one.
To make him pull the last three hairs out of his
head. I can't wait to air my first pick. I've been giddy about it all day, and I have told five people already what my first pick was going to be.
I know what your first pick's gonna be.
No, you don't know what my first pick is gonna be, and that's why I'm so giddy about it.
My picks are gonna be I guess the impact on me, both growing up and what I can tolerate on the screen 45 times in a row now having kids. because some of them just are punishment. But yeah, that's how I'm gonna kind of determine my picks with this. I'm still, you know, protesting how the order of selection was picked. There's never been a larger abuse of power than now. You know, to invite Vito and I onto your podcast just to flex so you work yourself into the number one pick is the biggest hotard move I've ever heard.
Look, that, man, is a big hotard. Frozen envelope. What can I tell you? I mean,
award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, you know, that's probably fair. I mean, he probably won't have mercy on my soul. So.
But no, I am excited. I mean, look, end of the day, you know, the group you know, the circle we run in, it's funny because it's definitely, I would say, dominated by sports. But then, you know, you go through a couple layers of the onion, you find, you know, we all kind of connect, especially on stuff like this, right? Where it's just a cool conversation that, you know, look, I can talk about sports sun up to sundown, but eventually it might get a little tedious. So, you know, I like how you kind of throw these monkey wrenches in, you know, and just bring a little bit of fresh ideas to, you know, a mock draft format. So you've heard me talk about that before. So I'm excited, you know, to be
here. I'm excited to hear your, like, very detailed analysis of these Disney movies that you picked.
Well, cool. Let's jump right into it. So the burning question that I posed earlier, if Marvel was involved with this, who would be the number one pick over it? It's really simple. Number one pick in the draft is a character, but this is a franchise centerpiece we're talking about here. It's Mickey Mouse. And reason being, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, you have the Mouseketeers, you know, DuckTales, because the other thing is, with Mickey, you're also covering a large umbrella of all the subsidiaries from the other protagonists that are involved with Mickey and Friends. So you're talking Goofy, you're talking Donald, you're talking all these side characters, Minnie, Daisy, you know, even Chip and Dale to some degree. But the number one pick is going to be Mickey for the simple fact that he's the fucking franchise, man. Like, he is the guy. But I was kind of thinking about this, and what landed me on it, I was like thinking about a Goofy movie, which is one of my all-time favorite Disney movies. And I was thinking about, like, you know, where would I pick that? And I'm like, well, I mean, at the end of the day, that kind of falls under the umbrella of Mickey. Because again, it's a subset of what got started from him. Because of course, without Mickey, there's no Goofy, there's no Pluto, there's no Donald, there's none of these characters. So with the number one pick, it's only fitting in the Disney draft that El Capitano goes first, Mickey Mouse.
No, Mickey Mouse is horrible. Donald Duck is a lot better.
I get Donald Goofy. Duck with the Mickey pick, so fuck
Goofy's me. A lot better. Pluto's a lot better. Nobody gives a shit about the actual Mickey Mouse character.
Oh, you're wrong on this. You're so full of shit.
You're wrong on this. The only people that give a shit about Mickey Mouse are the people that go to Disney World and remember that Mickey Mouse is a thing.
Mickey's a diva. Like,
no, Minnie Mouse. Okay, but Mickey, like, Mouse, no.
Like,
Pino's about to get fucking muted for the entire episode with all this slander.
No, you taught, you know, you spoke off air like this was this coveted pick, and then you just limped to the barn with, you know, Mickey Mouse. That wasn't even his original name. Like,
yeah.
Wasn't he called, like, yeah, Steamboat Willie or something like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Little Disney trivia for y'all coming at you.
It was actually supposed to be called Mortimer Mouse. That was the original thing. And then, you know, Walt Disney's wife was like, no, that's not appealing to kids. You should go with Mickey. And, you know, behind every great man, there's a great woman. So there's a fun fact for you.
Yeah, which means Minnie Mouse had to carry Mickey all these years. Go figure. but no, I mean, look, you know, it makes sense. You know, I definitely think, you know, you kind of buttered us up for, hey, we're going franchises, and then you go character again.
He is a franchise.
Total Hotard move, but
he's a franchise.
Whatever.
Some draft day shenanigans going on.
My next pick is going to be Walt Disney himself. What do you think about that? Game over. No more picks. Let's go home. Like, you know, just for Vito to come back in and say, well, I'm choosing Disney's wife, or, you know, like,
oh yeah, dude. No, I'm definitely doing that now.
Choosing Roy after that. So
choosing the frozen head after all that.
Yeah. But so, Mike, you never told us who goes next.
Well, it's you, Danny. So, you know, we're just going to fire from the hip here. Go ahead.
Gee, thanks, mister. My first pick, I was actually going to go with an actual, you know, movie franchise. And it started out from when I was kind of a kid, you know, still going strong, and that's Toy Story. You know, they got the iconic characters in it. In fact, I even got a buddy at work. His kid's turning two, and it's a Buzz Lightyear themed party. So it's still relevant. You know, and it's one of those things where, you know, they've done a really good job as the movies have progressed to introduce not only new characters, but lovable characters that, you know, kind of become a mainstay. So that's, I'm going Toy Story for my first overall. It was between that and two others, but ultimately I think, you know, given the movie length and all that, why not pull the trigger?
I think it's a good pick. That was actually second on my big board.
That's a solid pick.
Yeah, Toy Story is one of, I mean, when I think of my childhood, that's one of the OGs. And Woody is hands down one of my favorite characters. And, you know, the reason I had that number two as well, again, I kind of alluded to this earlier with the Disney parks. I mean, Toy Story Land and Hollywood Studios elevated Hollywood Studios. It's always been one of my favorite theme parks. But the second we got Toy Story Land added to that, I was just like, dude, hell yes. Give me all of it. Well, that's a good pick. I mean, you got, you know, the original trilogy, if you will, and then they have four. Now we have the fifth one in production, which there's still some speculation about what the storyline of that is going to be. So, you know, you also got some fucking icons that, you know, voice the characters of Toy Story with Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, who was a staple of childhood 90s, with so many great roles. And then you even had guys like Jim Varney, Blake Clark, you know, just some big name voice actors over the years that played in that that voiced those characters. So yeah, it's a good pick. And like I said, that was gonna be that was number two on the big board. So coming out swinging. Now let's see. Vito might have died here. Let's see what's going on. There he is.
Oh no, I was just trying to recover from the Mickey Mouse pick. So actually Toy Story,
a bottle
Toy
of
Story,
vodka.
Really good pick. Toy Story, really good pick. All right, so for my first pick, I thought back to like TV show Disney, movie Disney, all that stuff, and there was one that I think influenced a generation, does not really get its due for how much joy it brought kids, especially in the classroom setting. And this is going to be a pick that might ruffle some feathers, especially from the draft committee that picks this draft order itself. But that would be the franchise of Mr. None other than Bill Nye the Science Guy, who, under the radar, it is a Disney show. It influenced a generation. It gave a lot of science teachers the day off, but also taught kids many wonderful fun facts and gave us a lifetime of fun memories. Now, go ahead and dispute that.
Yeah, no, didn't have that one on my fucking bingo card.
I mean, I grew up with Bill Nye. Everything you just described was absolutely it. I can remember, you know, my science teacher being out, a sub coming in, and just rolling out the old school TVs.
Rolling out the TV.
And putting it on, and for the next, you know, 22 minutes or so, that's what it was.
22 minutes, $40 an episode for schools to buy those, just so y'all know, fun fact.
I mean, that's price gouging back in those days.
Yeah, and it still costs that much if you buy it through the proper channels. Or you could just find the links. I know some science teachers that did that. But yeah, dude, revolutionized and really changed a whole generation of science teachers too, speaking for myself.
That's a good pick though. I mean, definitely didn't have – that's definitely those round one picks that you're scratching your head on. But, I mean, it's
– you know, sometimes people have their own methods of doing scouting, and you don't always know the formulas of
– keep going Moneyball formula.
So Mike went reach for his first pick. Vito went sleeper. Got it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I had the Pat Mahomes of the draft.
Bill and Pat, one and the same. No, but I mean, as far as iconic goes, I mean, you want to talk about one of the most iconic theme songs and intro songs in kids television. I mean, yeah. So, no, Bill Nye, I mean, you're definitely on the nose there with that being kind of iconic for the classroom setting. I mean, you alluded to the fact that, hey, teacher rolls in the old TV cart and throw on some Bill Nye. So I mean, that's a solid pick.
Solid pick. You're welcome.
So you got the snake back here. So who are you going for the first pick in round two, Vito?
Okay, so my first real pick. actually, it might kind of circles back to Danny's pick a little bit. And I think franchise wise, and I kind of forgot about this one until we were talking about Toy Story. And then I already been Googled to make sure it really was a Disney franchise. And that is the run of Santa Claus movies by Tim Allen.
Oh, okay.
A Disney franchise. They have the Disney Plus show now, which is what it is. They have the first movie, which is very different from the second and third movie. But those movies do still hold up. At least the first one really holds up. The second and third ones went very like kid-friendly, and so did the show. Went very kid-centric. But just an overall solid franchise. Now, it's not Mickey Mouse. It's not Bill Nye the Science Guy. But it is Santa Claus, and the Santa Claus has done really well.
It's one of the best Christmas films. I mean, every year I watch all three, at least the first one I watch more so than the other two, but I watch all three every single year. And the first one I probably watch half a dozen times every single Christmas and holiday season.
So we wait to watch that movie until Christmas Eve.
Like, so that's your Christmas Eve go-to?
That's my Christmas Eve go-to. I refuse to watch it before then. It's like my Christmas movie. And I still remember the first time I watched it. So I watched it when I was like 4 or 5, and I didn't know what we were putting on. I thought we were watching episode of Tool Time, to be quite honest. And because the VHS did have like Tool Time, like ads in the front of it. And I thought it was like the best movie in the world. So
it's one of my, I watched it on repeat as a kid. You know, as far as Christmas Eve movies go, I think everyone kind of has one of those movies they kind of hold off. Ours is A Christmas Story because of the 24-hour marathon that obviously ensues. But no, Santa Claus is a good pick here. I like it. It's definitely not one I even thought about. And then after you said it, I'm like, fuck. Yeah, you reached deep in the bag, and that's a good pick.
Dude, I only draft sleepers, man.
What's cool about your pick, Vito, is like this past year, my 3-year-old watched it for the first time, and he absolutely like freaked out when Santa, you know, spoiler alert, Santa dies.
Like, Santa dies. You know, dude,
so he actually like wanted to turn it off. So it was like a 3-day thing to try and finally finish the movie with him. So
that's great.
But who am I to tell you how to build your teams? I mean, I never in a million years would have picked those, but yeah, those are awesome picks.
I have Bill Nye and Santa Claus, dude. Yeah.
The Disney range is there.
But, way better than the mouse.
Dude. All are haters. Just haters. I mean, it all started by a mouse. Fucking have some respect, damn it. But no, it's one of my favorite parts about the Santa Claus in the first movie, Bernard, the head elf. It reminds me of Rookie of the Year, how they could never, Sal Martinella could never say Rowan Gardner, right? And it'd be like Rosenbagger, Rule Inverter. But Tim Allen, Scott Calvin in the movie, can never remember Bernard's name. And he walks up to him. He's like, hey, Barabbas, Bernard. It's cheesy. It's fun. It's Tim Allen to a T. I actually just watched Jungle to Jungle the other night, actually, which is another great Tim Allen movie. So
I like watched, I
got two nods to Tim Allen for a bunch of kids who grew up in the 90s.
In the last like 3 months, I watched Jungle to Jungle just randomly, and I was surprised how much it held up.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
If Jungle to Jungle is a Disney movie, that's Vito's third pick. You can write it in now.
I hope it is.
If you could see my draft board right now, which is all Tim Allen stuff.
All Tim Allen.
But it was Toy Story, Danny, which was going to be my number one. It was Toy Story, and then Santa Claus, and then all of Home Improvement.
So, Danny, you got the next pick in round two. So we're at the middle round here. Who are you taking?
Well, first off, thank you both for allowing me to just construct an absolute dream team. I'm only going to be two picks in, and already going to win this thing. It's, I don't know. It's like stealing from the Little Sisters of the Blind. But I mean, I'm going chalk here. You sign me up all day, every day. The fact that they are coming to me at pick 5 with the Lion King franchise, it's a no brainer. You know, Simba, Nala, Mufasa with James Earl Jones is just iconic. You know, and then it's kind of what we said off air. You get like the Lion's Guard. You get Timon and Pumbaa, you know, everyone's favorite duo, the dynamic duo.
Great spinoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know any of the spinoffs for Lion King. I just remember Lion King 2 and like 2.5, and I was not like impressed by any of this.
Lion King 2.5, I guess you could consider like a spinoff. You know, it kind of got steered towards Timon and Pumbaa, you know. But then you also had Rafiki, Scar. I mean, Scar... Did you ever hate a feline in your life more than Scar? No.
Oh, you know? I used to show that movie like every year when I taught to like seventh grade. So before we start talking about like death and stuff. And I mean, like when you would get to that scene, well, spoiler alert, like, you know, Mufasa dies.
I don't think you have to declare a spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, Mufasa dies.
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
You would get to that. Wait, what? You would get to that scene and like everybody would just shut the fuck up and like you would see kids that's crying like, dude, I'm welling up in the back. And like I watched it was like the second time that day I'd watch it, I still like gut-wrenching.
Oh, dude, doesn't matter if you're a kid or adult, that scene, dude, fucking sucks,
dude. That's when I discovered death, man. That's why I'm so messed up. I discovered death at 4 years old watching The Lion King
and murder back of my, not just death,
back of my
murder.
Daycare. Yeah, dude, like freaking,
well,
like,
I think,
dude,
one of the things that you don't think about as a kid that you think about more as an adult, when that scene happens, you know, they obviously, after Scar says long live the king, and they cut a zoom frame on Mufasa's eyes, he's super wide, you could see the fear in his face. It's not because he knows I'm about to die, it's because, oh shit, he's going after Simba next. There's that, yeah, fatherly fear, and it's like, God damn, dude. Like,
it's a crazy movie.
Yeah.
Well, that and you know, you fast forward to what, 20 plus years later, they do the live action, and I thought that was great too. You know, that was something I brought my kids to. They loved it. I like that it was you know, the same but different, if that makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
So
we also have the Broadway appeal to Lion King, you know. Mm-hmm. So Lion King, I believe, was the first Disney show on Broadway. Now I could be wrong on that, but I think it was. But it's still one of the mainstays of Broadway now. I mean, mm-hmm, it broke, it's one of those ones that kind of broke Disney into the Broadway scene, and made it relevant in that, you know, realm.
Yeah.
Did kids like the new Lion King, like the live, the whatever?
A lot of bad reviews. I mean, I liked it for what it was, but
I
mean,
liked it.
I liked it for what it was, but like it, I definitely had that whole like nostalgia for the original thing. So,
of course,
I think whenever you do a like a reboot and it's completely different, you know you're gonna have bad reviews just because you have late adapters and no adapters that are just like, wow, well, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. You know, like, no. You know, they're cartoons. Like, you know, Zazu's supposed to fly and talk. Like, he, you know, he's supposed to look comical. What is this? You know, so you get like those old hats that, you know, come in. I thought it wasn't bad. If you're asking me which one, you know,
well, I was wondering like how kids liked it, not because they don't necessarily have the nostalgia we do.
And yeah. So when I brought my daughter, she was, I think, maybe 6 or 7 at the time. She loved it. I mean, leaning, you know, in her seat. And what's cool about the reboot was
John
that
Oliver.
Was great. What's that?
I said John Oliver. That's what's cool about
the reboot. Yeah. But if I'm not mistaken, that was one of the big movies to come out right during the shutdown in the pandemic.
Yeah.
So, you know, it came out and I think it was either, and now I'm just losing my memory, but either it was the last movie we went to before the shutdown, like at an actual movie theater, or the first or something like that. So, you know, it was good. You know, I think if you were to ask her and me, she would rather watch the live action. I'd rather watch the cartoon, you know, but that just makes sense with 11-year-olds and 37-year-olds. Like, you know, The 11-year-old wants to watch the real shit, and the 37-year-old wants to watch cartoon. You know, give me a, leave me alone. Get off my lawn.
Dude, just sit there with your bowl of Fruity Pebbles and watch the fucking cartoon, man. That's
be quiet,
is.
Kid.
But no, it's a good pick. Solid pick. Kicking off round two and closing it out, I'm going with something that's more new school. That really took Disney by storm. It's also one of my personal favorite franchises. I'm very excited for the third movie of this. That's the Frozen franchise. Obviously became a mainstay for the new generation of Disney fans. You know, Anna, Elsa, Olaf shorts are on Disney, which are fucking hilarious. So Frozen's been a big mainstay, and yeah, I'm a big fan of the franchise, so getting that at six, I'm certainly not mad about it.
No, I like the Frozen franchise. It's good to see that you do have at least half a brain left in your head. I was half expecting you to come up with like the with the second pick, it's the Disney logo, you know, like some bullshit like that. But it's iconic. It's been there the whole time with the castle.
You but, couldn't do it without it.
but no, I really like the Frozen, you know, franchise. What I also like is, Mike, that kind of goes into what I was saying with, like, hey, can I withstand it being on 45 straight times? Because that was the movie in my house. That was one of them that was on over and over and over again. You know, I enjoyed it. The music, the soundtrack on it's phenomenal, you know.
Let me ask you this. Frozen or Frozen 2, which one do you like best?
I haven't seen 2, so I'm actually curious to hear about this.
I'm probably going... If I'm going... You know, I'm probably going 2, but I like the soundtrack of 1 better.
I actually like the soundtrack of 2 better.
I almost went 1 because of the soundtrack, because it is a Disney musical movie, you know. But I like the storyline a little bit better in 2.
Yeah.
I love how it ties a lot of stuff together.
Yeah.
And I love that Vito hasn't seen it, so he has no clue what we're talking about.
No clue. But I watched the first 40 minutes of Frozen probably 150 times. I've seen the ending of it probably twice. Because it was
pretty much turned off after letting it go. You hear that banger and you're like, all right, I've seen what I needed to see.
There was a year where I did some childcare work. And I was with 3-year-olds, and after we brought them in from outside, that's all we had to put on. I discovered that instantly. I instantly bought Frozen, and we watched the first 40 minutes of it every day, 4 out of 5 days a week, for a whole school year.
See, and I'm so upset that you told me that story, because when you said, like, hey, I watched the first, like, you know, 40 minutes or so, like, all I had in my head was... Vito just sitting on the couch, like, do you want to build a snowman? Why, yes. Yes, I would. And just proceeds to walk out and just...
That movie was, like, so instantly iconic, too. Like...
Oh, well, here's what's... So, my relationship with the movie. So, it was, you know, I first saw it. I actually saw it in Atlanta. My wife was living down here at the time. And she was doing her internship. It had just come out. I was visiting her on break of school. And we went and saw Frozen. And instantly, I was like, holy shit, dude. Like, this is worth the fucking hype. And then it got overplayed over the next probably 2 or 3 years. And I got so kind of sour on it. And then started going back to it really after, you know, Finn was born. And yeah. And I was like, yeah, this movie's still fucking great. But I also, the reason I asked Frozen 1 or 2, because I think that's a big debate that a lot of people have. I'm big on Frozen 2, both from a story perspective and the soundtrack. Now, that's by no means demeans the soundtrack for 1 or anything about the original, because they're both so damn good. And it's hard to really differentiate the two. Like, if you're putting a top 10 Disney movie list, or even a top 5 Disney movie list, both of them would probably fall as standalones in my top 5. But yeah, big fan of the Frozen franchise. So recapping the first and second round here. So good old Mickey Mouse and then Toy Story, Bill Nye, and that was round one. Then on round two, we had the Santa Claus, the Lion King, Frozen. Kicking off round three, there's really a heavy debate between two of them. One of them I like more. However, the other one is probably the correct pick. But I'm going for likes more so than the correct pick here. I'm going with the Cars franchise at the first pick in the third round. Lightning McQueen, one of my favorite characters. As far as Cars and Cars 3 go, two amazing movies. Cars 2 is so-so. You know, the way I feel about Cars 2 is the same way I feel about Godfather Part 3. I don't necessarily hate the film like everyone does, but if I'm picking two that I like substantially more, Cars and Cars 3. And again, you have the shorts with Mater on Disney Plus, which are a lot of fun. And then on top of that, you know, again, tying it to the parks, Art of Animation has a whole Radiator Springs section in Disney World. And although I haven't been there, Disneyland does have an actual Radiator Springs themed part in the park. Cars is one of my favorite franchises. And honestly, I had not seen a single minute of a Cars film until Finn was born. And, you know, after I saw it, I'm like, damn, I missed out for all these years. But I got to go with Cars for the first pick of round three.
I mean, you should have just – that's a good pick. You should have just started it. You know, Mike just officially started his draft, I guess, you know. But no, I like it. That's one of the movies that my son will fall asleep to at night, you know. Usually when it's wind down time, we'll give him a little bit of time in his room and, you know, he might put that on. The Cars movie, what I like is how they actually gave personality to a
inanimate object.
From what I remember, it was probably the first movie like that, because at least in Beauty and the Beast, they were people trapped inside of inanimate objects, you know. So this was the first time, you know, you go through. And I know I said Toy Story, but let's face it, Toy Story, you're playing with the, you know,
there were dolls,
toys that are people and stuff like that, so it's easier to connect the dots. So yeah, that's cool. I have no problem with Cars. That's a great franchise. Are you counting? Now, does Wings go into the Cars franchise?
Planes,
whatever.
Wings, I've never seen it, but I don't know.
Yeah, did they have a big, like, Avenger-style meetup at the end?
Planes was a show in the 90s. Maybe even the 80s. I'm looking it up now.
Yeah, it was 90s. I'm pretty sure. No, Cars is great. I don't think I've ever seen anything besides the first one, but
Cars 3 is worth the watch.
It was like a good solid movie. I mean, it was like a very quotable movie for a while, yeah, too.
I do wish they would do a reboot of that following Lightning as a coach with Cruz Ramirez as kind of the main character, because I'd love to see a reboot of it following Cruz more so than Lightning.
Take the exact same story from Cars 1.
Yeah, make it come full circle. Why not? I'll watch the hell out of it.
I think we're going to start getting those types of movies in the next few years, the way stuff circles back around.
I saw a quote recently that Bob Iger had said that Disney's about to hammer home on sequels. So I'm like, yes, let's fucking go.
I'm surprised you didn't draft Bob Iger.
That's its fourth round. Stop spoiling it, Vito.
Right, that was the one he was like debating doing.
Yeah, saving him for round four and five. Yeah. Dude, don't worry.
Yeah,
but draft. So round three, Danny, who are you taking?
Round three. I'm going to kind of stick with the same period of time, I think, because to me, that's when Disney, and maybe I'm biased in it because of growing up during that time.
Who gives a shit? During that time, we got banger after banger, and go with it. I know what you're picking. Go with it. Do it.
Well, all right. I'm going to go Aladdin.
Yes. You motherfucker.
Yeah.
God damn it. I can't get serious.
Young Aladdin. you know, I actually thought about maybe doing that in round two, but you guys gave me the Lion King. So, you know,
I think this is more on par with where Aladdin should fall. So,
yeah.
And same thing, like it did the reboot, you know, the live action and stuff like that. Will Smith as a genie was weird, you know, just because, you know.
It was weird, but it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad at all.
Name out your fucking mouth.
Which was crazy because that would have been my third wish for the name to always be in my mouth. So, but no, I liked it. And I think the reason why I like these movies and franchises a little bit more is because of the musical side of things, you know, like,
well, A Whole New World, when it dropped, I mean, it hit the top, you know, Billboard charts.
And then you also talk about, like, when you want to talk iconic, like Robin Williams as the genie was,
can't beat it,
fantastic. You know, it's just one of those things where it draws you in, and it could still be like, if the kids turn it on today, they're going to sit down, they're going to watch it, they're going to enjoy it. And I'm talking about the, you know, the original, of course, but then you also had, you know, a couple sequels and stuff like that. Where
the sequels were really good.
Yeah. And, you know, I enjoyed it. I also, you know, it was during that whole movement with Disney where, you know, they kind of teach those moral lessons, you know, through the storyline. And I thought they were fantastic with it. So yeah, that's where I'm going. And I think I was just looking, fun fact, Vito, Wings came out 90 to 97. So good call. But it was also when you were getting some of the larger names to go all in on these Disney cartoons, you know? And it's not just the genie, but like Gilbert Godfrey as Iago.
R.I.P. You know?
And he was huge during that time, you know?
Yeah.
So it was just a fun time, you know? So yeah, that's my third pick.
I like it.
Running like away with it.
I mean, that, yeah.
I think this fell right where it needed to, because Aladdin just feels like one of those. It feels right in round three. And you know, you collected the holy trinity of the fucking 90s. I mean, you got Toy Story, Lion King, Aladdin.
Yeah,
I mean, when you talk three movies that you watch on repeat as a kid in the 90s, especially if you're a boy, like that's it. So.
Yeah.
But I think you stack up. I think you stack up franchise for franchise. Aladdin beats out Lion King.
You think so?
I think so, because
are you talking in just overall collective of the movie?
I say if they had a fight, Aladdin would win.
Oh, so now we're getting it. Well, yeah, dude, he's got a genie. Come on.
No, I didn't mean like that. I meant like, okay, if you put number one versus
starting
number
Avengers
one,
Endgame of Disney.
if you stack those movies up. The only movie that wins in The Lion King is the first one.
Vito's still in WrestleMania mode from the Avengers of Wrestling.
If you start looking at the sequels, like which ones would I rather watch to the end of time? And that's the only thing I'd watch. It would definitely be the Aladdin franchise.
I do agree with that.
Like if Lion King didn't exist,
or spinoffs, I mean, Lion Guard is a really good show. But overall, yeah, I mean, I think I'd agree with that.
Aladdin and the Prince of the 40 Thieves, like the best movie ever.
Prince of Thieves, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I remember getting that on VHS.
Me too.
My parents bought it for me. I was like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, ooh, okay, cool.
I did the exact same thing. That's exactly ooh. Happened to me, actually. For my birthday, I thought I was watching the first one. I'm like, what the hell is this? And then I proceeded to watch it every day for a year.
Fun fact, I may actually have to agree with Vito on this, even though my picks were opposite, because I remembered Aladdin had an awesome, awesome Super Nintendo video game when I was growing up.
Oh, yes.
That was great. Yes. So, you know, it's, yeah, I enjoy it. I'm happy with the pick. Thanks for giving me the Trinity on a platter, boys. Thanks for coming out. We'll call you. You chose a mouse.
There it is. It's
still the best movie, dude.
Yes.
Nice. VHS.
All right, so Vito, round three to cap it off. Who are you taking?
Oh, I don't know. The Aladdin one's going to be my go-to. I don't know. Shoot. I don't care if this doesn't count. We're at the end of the draft anyway, and they're going to be on, like, late-round rookie contracts, so we're cool. I'm gonna go ahead and just go with Monsters Inc. and I don't care if it doesn't count.
Oh, that counts.
Okay, yeah, good. Doug, you got Monsters Inc. University? Dude, that's Monsters Inc., Monsters University, all the extra supplemental stuff that came out, kicks everything else in this draft's ass, including that mouse of yours, Mike. It should be Mike Wazowski, not Mickey Mouse. That should be who Walt Disney's holding the hands of in the center of the park because he's awesome. That's all I got. So Monsters Inc. for the win, dude.
It's a good pick. Good
it's
pick.
It's a great pick, dude. Don't sound good. It's great.
That's a good pick.
All right.
I said what no, I said.
Monsters actually Monsters Inc. was like one of the last, I think, movies that were like before I got into just other things that weren't animated that I really liked. And then I kind of when my nephew was growing up, like that was his movie. So I watched it like a million times. Monsters University, like I personally watched a bunch of times. The way Danny thought I was watching Frozen, I was watching Monsters University like that, dude. So when I was teaching every year, we'd pick a movie to watch for that class all year. Like, we would work on it all year when we had free time. And like every year, I'd rig one of the votes for Monsters Inc. and Monsters University. So I get to watch them every year like, in class.
So I got one guy that rigs votes against children and the other one who rigs votes so he gets the first overall pick so he can spend it on a mouse.
Hey, dude, look, the numbers are I had a 45% chance to land the number one pick, so, you know.
You just get it every time. Dude, it's crazy.
How did you have a 45% chance? What kind of math are you doing?
I don't know. That's just what the number said. I don't really know.
That wasn't even a joke, dude.
I need
all right, to so round three. Round three to cap it off. It was Cars with me. Danny took Aladdin. Vito, Monsters, Inc. So, Vito, you got to start us off round four here. Who are you taking?
Oh, my gosh. There's another round?
Yes, there's five rounds.
Oh, shit. I thought you said three rounds. And then when you said five earlier, I was like, oh, yeah.
Three picks each, you dummy.
That's I thought why. We were doing bad cop pick.
I was wondering. I thought it was more Hotard math earlier.
Well, simple. Five rounds plus three rounds. Carry the 45% and boom, mouse.
Son of a bitch. Dude. I'm going to go with the Incredibles, dude.
Dude, just blind. Dude's throwing out hip shots but picking fucking bangers here.
Dude, I only hit dingers, dude. Don't you know this, dude? The Incredibles is like the best superhero movie. It's top three of best superhero movies of all time.
Bob Parr, one of the best Disney dads of all time.
They did the Fantastic Four better than any Fox version of Fantastic Four. Great movie, great sequel. Can't wait for a third one to come out. If they already have a third one, then I can't wait for a fourth one to come out. I think it kind of changed the game for superhero movies a little bit. It probably helped lead to better superhero movies. The fact that like this animated movie was becoming a silent killer for like the best superhero movie of all time, kind of in the same way that Spider-Man, the last animated Spider-Man movie, did really well and kind of upped the ante for live action movies. I think The Incredibles did that. So yeah,
good pick. You know, definitely one of the as far as quality for multiple movies. As far as Pixar goes, definitely one of the better franchises with multiple movies that are just top to bottom great. My son loves it. I mean, he went as Dash for Halloween. Yeah. Lots of good characters, a lot of fun. I'm on board with The Incredibles. That's a good pick.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I have no problem with the pick, especially since you're just like, let's throw a dart at this.
it was like the guy ordering in a deli in New York, just blindly firing at what he wants.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Dingers, dude. Only hit him.
Dingers. No, that's it's a good pick. I mean, fucking hip fire a good pick. Why don't you? So
wait till you see my next pick, dude.
Danny, round four, your pick. What do you got?
I'm trying to make sure that it is indeed a Disney franchise. So if it's not, let me know because I have another one on deck. But if I'm going franchise, so now I'm picking like multiple movies, stuff like that. I'm gonna go with Ice Age.
Okay.
Ice Age. enjoyed it. You know, Sid the Sloth. Then you know, you're going through. I mean, I think they've had like 4 or 5 movies now. Mike, this wasn't going to be one of my picks until you mentioned like the Disney shorts, because they have quite a few of them, I believe.
Yes.
So, you know, it works like that. Plus, I just like the characters. And anytime you have, you know, Ray Romano as a mammoth, I mean, you got me. I'm there.
Can you do a Ray Romano voice?
Not one that doesn't sound like Ray. The only thing I can do for Ray Romano as an impression would be like coming out sounding like Christopher Walken doing Kermit the Frog. I don't know. I'm not going to do it here.
I think that is a Ray Romano.
You know, dude, speaking of Christopher Walken, kind of a sidetrack here, but I think I sent it to you, Vito, but Danny, did you ever see the video of Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters talking about how Christopher Walken introduced them at one of their shows?
I haven't seen it. I've heard people talk where it's like the Foo Fighters, that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, you know, a normal person will say Foo Fighters, and then he was like, nah, Christopher Walken's like, Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
So good. But, no, Ice Age, good pick. I'm actually really surprised because the next pick for me was the other one I was debating with round 3. One of the biggest film franchises of all time. It's also an absolute staple to the Disney parks. So for round 4, I'm going to round it off with good old Jack Sparrow and Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, multiple movies, one of the highest grossing franchises ever. And again, one of my absolute most favorite rides in the Disney parks, which is of course what sparked the idea for the film franchise. You know, and you want to talk about legendary characters, legendary lines, and the whole nine. I mean, the Pirates franchise is top to bottom one of the best. It's also got one of my favorite one-liners that was included at the end of the Great Movie Ride, which has since closed in Hollywood Studios. But it was when they're on the ship and they're first discovering that Barbossa's crew is a bunch of fucking ghost pirates. And he tells Keira Knightley's character, he was like, you best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one. And then obviously the skeleton starts showing up with his face, the whole nine. But yeah. I'm happy that Pirates fell to me in round 4 because, my opinion, that's a fucking top 5 pick.
No, that's a really solid pick, and I think it's a great franchise that didn't necessarily get worse as it went on. It kind of went through some peaks and valleys, but this is a good solid pick. And talk about a movie that like exceeded expectations for just being like, hey, we have this ride, let's write a movie for it.
Yeah.
And then you create a $1 billion franchise off of it. It's pretty great.
Well, it created one of the most iconic characters in the history of, you know, movies with Jack Sparrow, to the point where they're like, Disney was like, okay, now we got to add him to our attraction. And of course, you know, you ride Pirates, you see him multiple times throughout. And I remember, you know, the first time that I went to Disney in with Melissa in 2015, we had just been dating for 3 months. And I went with them to Disney. And that was one of the big things that got added at the time was Jack Sparrow to the ride. And so we're trying to find him throughout it. And now, dude, one of my favorites. It's a staple for us. Like, if we're in Magic Kingdom, we have to do Pirates.
Yeah. No, it's a good pick. I looked at it on my little, you know, sheet online, if you want to call it. Because, you know, when you think Disney franchise, you don't know what's in Disney, what's not. And I wasn't entirely sure. And I, you know, it's a good pick. I think it might be, because I'm going to say Bill Nye was more a show, but I think this is the first, like, true live-action movie franchise we've had on the draft.
Oh, definitely.
Aside from the Santa Claus, you know?
Oh, that's right.
Santa Claus, too. That's right. We did that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so round four, Vito took Incredibles. Danny took Ice Age. I took Pirates. Now round five, man, there's three that I really like here. And one of them also includes one of my favorite sports movies of all time. And for all intents and purposes, I want to pick that, but I feel like because of one particular franchise that I do love as a whole, that has also spanned across multiple generations here, because there was a TV show reboot version of it, which has now helped elevate one of the biggest pop stars in entertainment right now. I'm going to go with High School Musical for my first pick in round five. You know, the first one came out 2006. You had two more sequels that ended up following that. You have Zac Efron, who now huge movie star. So I'm going to go with High School Musical. Still a soundtrack that I will fucking listen to, you know, and hear on the way to Disney when we're driving there. It's still one of my favorite soundtracks across all three films. So that was a tough choice, but yeah, that's my story, and I'm fucking sticking to it.
No, I think it's awesome you took Disney's Glee as your last pick. So
I think it's the other way around. I think Glee is whatever fucking network that's on's High School Musical, but sure.
Is it, Mike? I mean, is it?
Let's fact check that.
Are you fact checking it now? Oh, I thought you were fact checking. I saw your head go down.
Fact checking, but keep talking.
Oh, he's really fact checking, dude.
Oh, 100%. He's doing it.
Oh my god!
Really doing it?
Oh man!
Yeah. No, released in 2009. A whole 3 years later. Eat me, you fucking cocksucker!
Yeah, because they saw how bad it was. No, I'm kidding. It's not a bad pick, especially in round five. What's crazy is, as much as I like Mike, you know, like my guilty pleasures, musicals and stuff, and I never really got into that. You know, it came out really
in a weird time for us because I mean,
yeah.
We were in high school. We're at that phase where we're like, that's not fucking cool.
Was it the first real, like, good Disney Channel movie that was, like, actually a good movie and not just a corny little film?
No, Brink.
Out of the DCOMs?
I don't think you heard my full sentence there, buddy.
Brink.
Brink was amazing. Don't get me wrong, but like
Brink was cheesy. We all love it. It's fucking cheesy. It's
but like, was it the first, like, did they accidentally stumble on like a classic when they made High School Musical? Because all the other movies were like all these corny, cheesy movies.
More or less. I mean, there's a cult following for Brink. There's a cult following for a lot of the, you know, the DCOMs that came out. But yes, from a just kind of, you know,
Smart House was not cheesy.
Not at all.
Smart.
That dance scene, dude. Banger.
Nope.
But no, I'm going to go with High School Musical here. And so, Danny, that gives you the second pick of the final round.
Oh, man. This, I don't know. We really are getting down to like where you're drawing straws a little bit. I'm going to do one that helps me stay on the right side of my marriage and also kind of sticks with my theme of live action. I'm gonna go Beauty and the Beast.
I knew it.
Just for how
you said that,
how iconic it is. I enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed the live action. Like that was, you know, with Lion King and Aladdin, like, yes, I enjoyed those, but the live action one for Beauty and the Beast might be the first one where I actually enjoyed it more. I don't know, but it's right up there.
They did not miss on any of the cast for it. Emma Watson was great as Belle. Luke Evans was great as Gaston. Josh Gad as LeFou.
Luke Evans is Gaston.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
he was
it
just playing himself.
Yes.
But that's the thing with the music in that. So, like, you know, I thought the version in the live action of the song Gaston was better than the cartoon version.
Yeah.
So it stood toe to toe with it, you know, after seeing it, I'm like, it's one of those things of like, I don't know which one I like more because they're both great.
Yeah. And that's why it gets the nod ultimately for me.
Yeah. Well, and again, you know, I alluded to this earlier with, Broadway with Lion King. I can't remember if it was Beauty and the Beast or Lion King. That's why I said I don't know if it was the first to hit Broadway, but those two were kind of coinciding. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely got its place as far as franchises go. So
an absolute iconic cast. I just wanted to pull it up. Like Kevin Kline as Maurice. You know, you have Ewan McGregor as Lumiere. With Ian McClellan as Cogsworth, like stop, like that's insane. Emma Thompson as Mrs. Potts, like I'm talking about like secondary.
Which, if someone's going to replace Angela Lansbury for a role, like you nailed it with Emma Thompson.
Dude, Stanley Tucci was Maestro Cadenza. I didn't even know this until now. This is insane. You know, Josh Gad's in it, of course. I really like anything Josh Gad does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Josh Gad. Yeah.
I haven't seen him miss. So, yeah. And then Dan Stevens plays Beast. Like,
it's
crazy. The title character, so to speak, is probably the least known, you know, out of all the names we named. So, yeah, whatever. My draft wins. We don't even need to hear Vito's pick. Just go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Vito's like, yeah. I thought we were going to
last pick. What are you taking?
Last pick. Well, I was gonna maybe take Beauty and the Beast, so I can't do that one now. I'm gonna go with the movie that actually did the most for Disney early on, not the friggin' mouse, Mike, and that is Snow White.
Mm.
Who, because of Snow White's success, we got long form animated movies, and also he took the
Disney princess.
Yeah, and they actually took a huge gamble with that movie, and they took all the profits from it and went and invested in a new movie studio in a little town called Burbank, California, where they still have their studio today. And it was all in success of Snow White. If they didn't hit with that movie, like, we wouldn't be talking about Disney in the same kind of way. If you actually look at the history of Disney, that's actually what really happened. It wasn't Steamboat Willie. He didn't do anything. It's just the mouse looked a lot better holding Walt Disney's hand in the middle of the park than Snow White's. And that's just facts. But yeah, it did a lot for the film industry. It really did kind of change the way they looked at animated movies at the time. So yeah.
I like it, especially when, you know, you think of all like the Seven Dwarfs, Maleficent, all that, like it just keeps going on and on and on, you know, mm-hmm. where, you know, you hear people over and over again go, let's see, Dopey, Sneezy. And they start trying to think of all of the ones that are there, you know, and they always forget Doc, which is a travesty.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I like that they have that character. And then, like I said, those subsets that are great. Like, honestly, if they came out with a Seven Dwarf movie, I would watch it. Like, big, like, can we get
know what's going on with that?
I have no idea.
Oh, dude, they've been trying to come out with it, and they've just hit wall after wall.
Well, I know they're doing like a Snow White. No, I'm not talking about a Snow White movie. I'm talking about like Seven Dwarf backstory movie,
like a prequel. Oh,
okay,
like all of a sudden they're fighting, you know, with Gandalf, Lord of the Rings. Boom, Snow White. Like that's what I want.
We keep coming back to Avengers Endgame of Disney.
Like, what are we doing? Had Avengers part of this draft.
All right.
God, y'all are on a freaking Avengers Endgame kick again after WrestleMania, you know?
You text us 24 hours in advance telling us these things, like, hey, Disney franchise. I even asked for clarification. You give me clarification, then you're like, boom, first pick, mouse, let's do it. And it's like, no. like, I'm not taking it easy on you during this one. Hell no. So
a couple that are, well, before that, rounding off round five. So I took High School Musical, Danny took Beauty and the Beast, Vito Snow White. We'll post the graphic with, you know, all the picks on there, but some of the ones that I think missed, that I had on my big board, Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
But the two that I was really debating for my last pick was Winnie the Pooh and Mighty Ducks.
Winnie the Pooh was it was down to that and Beauty and the Beast. Like I said, ultimately love and marriage won that, you know. Also with Winnie the Pooh, you know, everything's like, oh, see, they're all psychological symptoms or something like that, you know, like Eeyore's depression, all that. I don't know that we wanted to walk down that road today. So I left them. I chose Beauty and the Beast.
But I'm surprised no one took good old Mighty Ducks.
If it was a Disney sports movie, different story.
Yeah, if we were
you mean if it was movie. A Disney sports movie, it is a Disney but, sports
no, no, the draft.
Oh, the draft. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it goes from not being listed to probably one of the top picks.
One of the top three.
Definitely
picks.
Number two.
It's either that or Remember the Titans.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a mouse.
Or the mouse.
Or a mouse.
You know, the mouse really started.
It was all started by a mouse, dude.
It was all started by a mouse. Gordon Bombay does not exist without Steamboat Willie.
That's true, though. Tell me what I'm telling lies, CM Punk.
So, there was one that I really want to put on, but I don't think it counts yet. I think they're in negotiations from what I read, but that was, I almost went ahead and said Shrek.
Yeah.
Because DreamWorks is, you know, like, so I was like, all right, you know, but then you went mouse and I should have just pulled the trigger. Like,
you should have said it.
You took mouse. I take Shrek.
King me. Best, checkmate.
Best Disney franchise. Lord of the Rings. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So.
I almost went with National Treasure.
National Treasure.
I always went National Treasure, dude.
Some of the ones I was looking at, I really thought hard about, like, the Jungle Book.
There just wasn't enough. Like, I mean, they've had a couple of things with it. I mean, you had the live-action remake, which I was going to bring that up, too, was as far as live-action remakes go, I mean, I think that was the first one that sparked the whole trend with it.
Yeah, they did a good job with it.
It does not get enough love because the live-action for Jungle Book is probably – I'd have to rewatch it, see how it stacks to Beauty and the Beast, but it's kind of like that 1A, 1B thing for me.
Yeah. The other one.
How many did they do two live action Jungle Books?
I think so. I think they did like one that no one knows about, but then they had a big reboot in like mid 2010s. But that one also had a fucking insane cast. Like
Scarlett Johansson was in that movie.
Scarlett Johansson was Ka. Ben Kingsley was in it. I'm about to pull up the cast because I know it was a bunch of just big, huge name actors with it. Came out in 16. But you had, let's see, Bill Murray was Baloo. Ben Kingsley was Bagheera. Idris Elba was Shere Khan. I don't know how to say her name.
Her last name,
Lupita, was Raksha. Scarlett Johansson, Ka. Giancarlo Esposito was Kila.
Christopher Walken,
King Louie. So you had just fucking insane names in that one as well.
John Favreau was in that. Sam Raimi was in it. Russell Peters.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate John Favreau as a whole and what he's done?
That's who you should have drafted, dude.
Yeah.
Right.
That's who you should have drafted.
John Favreau is a Disney franchise.
Well, Mike, the other thing. And this was what I was going to say, too. When you went Mickey Mouse, I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to go with the Disney princesses. Like, boom, franchised.
I thought about that, too. Because that would have like a Google list was for franchises was Disney princesses.
Here's what's funny, though. If you look up like top Disney franchises list, Disney princesses is usually listed on there.
That's why I'm looking at. So, yeah.
Which you wouldn't have been wrong. I mean, you know, we would have
said it. Should have said it.
Should have.
Actually ahead of Mickey Mouse.
Wait, what?
That's actually ahead of Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Disney princesses.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So, but all in all, I mean, Vito, I think you had the most interesting draft I've ever seen in my life.
That's what I went for. My list
You nailed it.
My list looked like Danny's, and I'm like, let's just mess it up with Bill Nye, and we'll go from there.
Well, you knew all bets were off once he's like, hey, first round, first pick, Mickey Mouse.
He's a franchise, baby.
He's a franchise that keeps getting canceled.
How does he keep getting canceled?
Because look at anything with Mickey Mouse in it, the show doesn't last. Yeah, Mickey Mouse Club, and that was about it. Like the Mickey's house, Mickey's Playhouse or whatever, doesn't Mickey anything with Mickey eventually get canceled? Didn't they not
get canceled? But you know,
didn't anything that involved Mickey like have a streak of just getting canceled TV show wise for like a long time, and he wasn't actually in anything for a while too?
I don't think so. But
I think so. I'm gonna poke holes in this list.
You keep poking away. You
ban the mouse.
Ban that mouse, dude.
Look, it was all started by a mouse, Walt Disney, from the guy who created it all. So I mean,
which is ironic, because your draft ended with a mouse.
What?
Your draft was over your draft was over the moment you went mouse.
Nice.
Oh, got it. Got it. Hard disagree. You know, we got
jokes funnier when you don't have to explain.
But yeah, so as far as Disney franchises go, that wraps it up. And you know, if you're tuning in, then you can check out HotardHuddle.com for all the latest content. And as always, honor the huddle.
You're listening to the Hotard Huddle Podcast. Join the conversation on sports, movies, television, music, and more.
The Hotard Huddle Podcast is not responsible for any major side effects of nostalgia, fanboying, or foul language.